Kick the tires, check the oil level, and rev that engine. It's time for the Two Ricks Neon Apocalypse. Hello, Rick.
Hello, Rick.
How are you doing today?
I am well.
Ask me.
How are you?
I am depressed.
Oh, hit me with your best shot.
We've been talking about the demise of humanity and how much we look forward to that.
Yeah.
Not through violent acts, but through a natural devolution wherein we simply become, we fall on the food chain lower and lower.
Yeah.
Until the platypus is our enemy. You know, that's the level we're talking about.
Right, right.
But, recently, as you know, the world surpassed 7 billion people.
I knew that. I didn't know I knew that.
7 billion is a lot.
That's big.
It is more. It is more than 5 billion, and it is too many people. And so, right. While we would love to see the natural slinking back into the rivers,
1,100 people. I think 1,100 people is plenty.
That is. It sounds like a lot. Almost too many for the world.
Right, but it'd be a good number. We should shoot for 1,100 people.
1,100 people would be great, and you could, get to know them.
Mm-hmm. At least half of them. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, movies would have lower budgets.
That's okay.
But
big budget movies usually aren't really my favorite anyway.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
But it's just, I don't know, it's just bugging me. We're not getting closer to 1,100. We're getting closer to 8 billion. One of the things that we impress here is that we do not advocate violence in our journey. War has been done to death, and it has been religion which has been the driving force. And this broadcast, as always, is sponsored by the Church of Dim.
Yes.
And at the Church of Dim, we try to do things a bit differently. We don't advocate war.
No.
And we don't advocate violence. We just advocate stupidity and ignorance and hope that we can, just slide back down that evolutionary scale.
Right, right.
One of the possible solutions I've thought of is perhaps, and I don't know how the Church of Dim feels about this, you as the leader, of course, is a call for abstinence.
Right.
Now, I know that's going to freak some people out, call for abstinence.
Okay.
But, on the other hand, we would be the only church to encourage porn and hand love, as far as I know.
Yeah.
So, you get rid of one, you can have the other.
Okay.
It's not like we're taking something away, we're giving you a substitution.
Right.
Abstinence is the only, what other answer is there at this point? There's 7 billion people. How are we going to start winning this?
Okay, yeah, I'm with you. I'm following. Okay.
I don't know. It's been bothering me, and it just seems like we're not going down the right path. I see a lot of stupidity in the world. Every time you open a newspaper, you are convinced that humanity is just one step away from, single-celled amoeba. It seems to be growing, and people are supporting each other in ways that is unhealthy.
It is. What happened to competition? What happened to one tribe killing the other tribe and taking those resources and using them for their own? I mean, that seems like the natural thing for humans to do.
It does seem natural. However, the killing of the other tribe is what bothers me, because it's, we don't want to advocate violence, and we don't, but it's.
Well, we're not advocating it. We're not suggesting that people do it, but we're kind of advocating it and suggesting that people do it without actually doing that.
But see, that's where we might get in trouble. I feel is that there's enough stupid people to bring down humanity.
Right.
That I feel we don't need more violence.
Okay.
Because I tell you what, we've seen Christians do it.
They were good. Yeah.
They are good.
Yeah, the Church of Dim is never going to be able to compete with, say, the Crusades.
No.
Maybe we could get as far as the Ice Capades, but we're not going to get into Crusades.
No. You're absolutely right. I, I wanted to go over a few of the principles that we have come up with. The first three, I wouldn't necessarily call them commandments. Maybe something bigger than commandments.
Laws?
No. Laws of... Yeah, laws are good.
Natural laws. Anyway.
Number one, there is only one God, and he or she or it is to be announced at a future time.
Okay. Only one God at a time, you mean?
It's yet to be determined.
Okay.
But count on this. If you're worshiping a God right now, it's the wrong one. Because we haven't even announced who your God is yet.
Right.
So how are you going to worship something that we haven't even announced yet?
Okay.
I mean, come on. Two, humans are inferior to most other life forms.
Right.
Except the platypus.
Okay.
Right. Because that you've seen those things, right?
They're hardcore.
They're mean.
Yeah.
They're
yeah.
almost meaner than people, which brings me to the point, you know. Humans are inferior. You are not going to hear that humans are inferior on any other religious broadcast.
It's true.
Their very survival depends on this asinine belief that humans are inherently deserving of what? To destroy everything they see.
Well, deserving to still be alive, I guess, to still be here.
It's not just that. It's to control everything.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, I'm following you. Okay.
I mean, they're building things to kill aliens in case we're ever invaded.
Right.
I mean, that... I got news for you. If they're visiting us, they're not going to have a problem.
Right. Okay.
And three, ambition is for sucks. Ambition is for sucks.
Okay.
Ambition leads to things being done. And
right.
things that humans do are almost always bad.
Right.
Look at the greatest works. Look at the pyramids. Look at the Sphinx. Look at the Taj Mahal, and you know the unnatural wonders of the world, all built on the backs of slaves.
Yeah, what was the? You mentioned that the Taj Mahal was built, and then how? What was it that happened?
Oh, that's true.
To
the workers had their eyes gouged out,
yeah.
and their hands cut off, so they could not recreate anything like the Taj Mahal again.
Right,
I thought a stern talking to.
Yeah.
And warning.
Hey, now don't do, you know, get as far as maybe signing something. Saying,
yeah, yeah.
I promise not to.
All right, we're going to have to cut this this discussion short as we have a new sponsor, Rick.
Oh, we do.
Yes, we do. As you know, the Church of Dim and its members supported the passing of marijuana legalization in Washington State.
I don't recall that, but I believe you.
What's because you're smoking too much weed? So we have our first commercial. We couldn't be happier to have them as sponsors. It's weed, everybody. Feeling stressed, strung out, overworked? Try weed. Feeling motivated, energetic, productive? Try weed. Are you feeling insolent, horny, disingenuous, crispy? Try weed. In this go-fast, hurry, new world, you just don't have a minute to spare. So get weed and watch the hours, weeks, and years fly by. You have to be to work in 10 minutes, operating heavy machinery, about to perform open-heart surgery? Weed is the answer. It's always the answer. So just forget about all your duties and responsibilities and get back to nature. Get back to the green. Let the ganja do the thinking for you until the cockroaches and wild boars take over the world. Throw your cares to the wind, abandon the kids, and throw yourself in the jungle. It ain't tricky, just get the sticky, icky, icky.
Weed. Get back to the green, baby.
All right, thank you, Weed. Let's get to our DIM award for the day. The first DIM award, Mr. Yates, is Elephant Tramples Man to Death. A man, a few days ago, was trampled to death in Africa, a poacher, with several gun-like paraphernalias, who was about to kill an elephant, but the elephant killed him instead.
Okay.
And in the article, it claims that maybe elephants are learning the inherent danger of humans and hunters and are starting to take action. Your thoughts?
Good. Good job, elephant, I guess.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Fair enough.
Okay.
Our second entry has to do with rich Disney moms. Moms who are taking their children to Florida's Disney World,
okay,
and paying off people who are disabled to escort them throughout the park. Why would you do this? Because disabled people get on the rides quicker. They can go to the front of the line and can take up to 5 guests with them. This is considered to be the ultimate symbol of love for your spoiled child, to be able to take them to Disneyland and hired a disabled person to walk around the park with you. They charge $150 an hour.
Right. I like it. Hey, now, that's a possible summer job for me.
Absolutely.
If I can fake a leg injury.
I don't know if mental disability qualifies, but yeah. Yes, absolutely. There you go. But what a better way to tell your child how much you love them,
right,
than to say, I'm taking you to the front of the line and fuck these other children.
Oh,
who cares?
That is good.
Screw the poor.
Right, right. Hey, I like it. That's good.
All right, so your choice for today's Dim Awards, sir.
That's so not a very good contest. The Disney moms making their kids hang out with people with no arms and legs. I love it. That's beautiful.
And they receive your award today?
Absolutely. They're the clear winner. Disney, rich Disney mom. That's brilliant. God, why are we are poor?
It's called progress.
When you're poor, you're supposed to be really creative. But I got to tell you, rich people have been very creative since at least Reagan.
They are bringing society down in a hurry. And we at Neon Apocalypse really couldn't be happier about that.
Yeah, I got to get that's classic.
We are really all great about just the absolute decline of humanity and getting back to the sticks and stones and hunting your own food.
What could be closer to the pinnacle than having your child hang out with a disabled person just so they can
get
something
more? Oh, I feel
bad
for the disabled person.
Well, I don't. They're making money. I don't have any money. Do you have money?
I don't have money.
See? That's brilliant. I love it. That's brilliant.
Well, as always, we haven't revealed the deity to which you will be serving your life for yet. We are going to have that soon when we announce your God.
Yeah, we're waiting for inspiration. Somebody's going to tell us who we should be worshiping.
But continue to join the Church of Dim and continue to save your tithing. What is it now? Is it 12%?
No.
Is it 10% like
nope.
the Christian God?
Nope.
8% tithing here, people. 8% tithing at the Church of Dim. You can't beat it with a stick.
And we got a new member on the School for the Study of Dimensional Images on Facebook today. So if you are wondering
where you
can connect, hit Facebook, type in Church of Dimensional Images, and you too can become a member. Very exciting.
It is exponential.
Well, from 17 to 18, close.
That is almost the definition of exponential. So keep saving your tithing. And until next time, I'm Rick.
And I am Rick.
And we'll see you later.